Impossible.
Loud and clear, it's obvious a lot of people upset over health care reform. There is a smattering of folks who think this is a good deal. Which category do you fall into? That is the water cooler buzz across the land, naturally. And it's going to continue to roll on, I'm sure, for years to come. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and the name of the show is America Tonight. We are going to lighten the load. Coming up, believe it or not, we have this little thing called college basketball going on and the tournament. Boy, it is slim pickings for the people who are still alive and thriving in their brackets. But throw all that out. Don't worry if you didn't do so well in your brackets. It doesn't matter because Nail the Score is coming up in another 10 minutes. And here's how it works. The computer will randomly pick two games, my friends. And those two games, you pick who you think the winner is going to be, what you think the final score is going to be. And if you do nail the score, oh, you win an incredible prize pack. I mean, it is gathering dust in the prize closet, and it's got some fantastic things inside. I'm telling you, I had to lock it up. Lock it up. I was afraid someone might be tempted to take it. So don't forget, that's 10 minutes from now. In the meantime, besides health care reform, some of the other big hits across the land include the fact, and this is kind of an offshoot, certainly is an offshoot to what's happened. There are now 14 states officially, we hear there's going to be more, but 14 states officially are challenging the constitutionality. They filed, those individual states filed today after the president signed health care reform into law, but it still has to, of course, go through that Senate shuffling. I don't think that's going to be a big deal, however. It might take some time, but I don't think there's much that can happen to jam that up. So follow that suit. I think it goes to the Supreme Court. And by that time, you could have a lot of protesters gathering on the steps. I think one of the more interesting things to happen is the fact that we have this TSA nominee who is a former military man for most of his career, Robert Harding, and he was testifying before the Senate Commerce Committee. One of the things he talked about is trying to move toward an Israeli model where there's more engagement with passengers and checking behavior of people. So in other words, to have specially trained behavior detection officers look around the airports for suspicious behavior. Wow, how terrific would that be? So he's proposing maybe 2,000 or so do that. They take a course. There, certain people are selected, and this perhaps would be the thing that we could do that's not happening right now because it's so random. However, if you feel that the full body scanners looking at you naked, if you feel that that's invasive, you won't like the fact that Harding says it's the best technology that we have and wants to use that. I like the change, however, toward the Israeli model. I think that is what has to happen. There has to be more, I think there has to be more of that interaction. Because you can see when something's off or somebody's really incredibly uncomfortable, and there may be more of a chance to catch somebody like an Abdullah Muttalib coming through. But remember, he went through Amsterdam to get on a plane to go to Detroit. So that wasn't through our, ultimately that wasn't through our system. I think there are people that would get caught in the net, though. And, man, I have been screaming about this for a very long time. So that's a good thing, absolutely. Other things that are happening as well to mention when we talk about our money, because we're worried about what's going to happen now with healthcare reform in the next couple of years, what's going to happen to the premiums and whatnot. And then you watch what the market is doing, and it's really tough to make heads or tails of what's happening. However, if you do have money in a 401k and you have a basket of stocks, I talk about what's happening on the stock market. You know, we have Saul Album on and we break things down. But stocks rallied with the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P 500 at an 18-month high. So that what happened was, it's always about the news. There was a home sales report that came out that was a lot better than was expected. It was about existing homes, that there's kind of a slow economic, you know, rebound. So this actually sent the stock market going in a big direction. The Dow, in fact, was up 103 points, and the S&P index gained, oh, somewhere in the neighborhood, I want to say it was 8 points. So this is all good. Initially slow in the morning, but then it bounced back when those numbers came out. So looking at the stock market, it is a little bit of a, if you will, a scope into sometimes where things are headed. But I just think of it, because it's so much of a roller coaster ride, that if you have a 401k for whatever employer, if you're lucky and you work for somebody where you've been there for a while and you have that, well, then you have to love that you may start to see some gains back, depending on what it is. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. I've made no secret of that, because, you know, I said, if I'm Barack Obama, look, some of the people have to go. And if you got pink slips and you're going to hand out a few pink slips, he would absolutely get one, because I think he has bungled things. He was the wrong guy from the get-go, a guy who couldn't pay his taxes. And now he's going to be the overseer trying to fix what is unfixable, because he was part of the crew that wrecked it in the first place. Well, he made a big bad statement that an overhaul of mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, could happen later this year, but the process of redesigning government-backed mortgage financing is going to be complicated. Oh, really, you think? Because you guys messed it up, and you complicated it in the first place. Ooh. So we are skittish out there. That's why gold, yeah, gold was huge, went up $4.20, my friends, if you hold any gold. That would be 1,103.70 per ounce. How about that? That's pretty good for May delivery. Comics gold for May delivery. That's what I'm quoting here. So Treasury prices fall and gold goes up, and the stock market shoots up to an 18-month high. An 18-month high. How about that? That was certainly big news, too. Another thing worth throwing out here with a couple of minutes we have left before we skedaddle off to nail the score is this one, our daily salute. So often, because of the things that are happening, I feel like I'm killing you with negative news. I don't want this to be the downer show. It's all doom and gloom. There are good people doing good things to help other people, even at their own peril, you know, at sometimes. Now, here was a good Samaritan. A social worker donated a kidney to a cashier, somebody that he had seen over the years, and this happened in Illinois. And here is this man who donated a kidney to this woman that he knew for 12 years, just somebody he would see at the jewel stores. You know what I'm talking about, those grocery stores in Evanston. And he noticed one day she didn't look well. Found out her kidneys were shutting down. She was going into failure. She would have to go on dialysis. He decided he could live with one of his kidneys. So that act is incredible. And he deserves the daily salute for the day. Good for him. Mm. See, good things happening all over the place, including here with Nail the Score around the bend.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
That have literally busted in half. Who cares? This is simply a guessing game. You don't have to know anything about hoops. You just have to know how to guess the numbers. Time for another edition of our own version of, as the man said, NTS. Our computer, as Matt is trying so hard to get it down the hall, will randomly pick two games. Some of the teams still left in the big tournament. Matt, let's roll the computer, please. Oh, my. Our friends in Iowa are going to like this. Northern Iowa and Michigan State. There's one of our games. Let's roll that computer again.
It's working a lot better than last week.
Oh, no kidding. It got stuck last time.
I know. I had extra help this time getting into the room.
Thank goodness. Woo! Kentucky and Cornell. Ooh. I like this. This is good because now, you know, you're looking at the Ivy Leaguers versus the Rednecks. Nah, I love Kentucky. Kentucky, you guys know I love Kentucky. I've been winning the whole thing. I hope that's not a jinx. That's my only problem because lately I used to be so good at picking the games. Lately, though, I've been picking horrible, but I like Kentucky. Okay, so will Kentucky's reign end? Will Cornell, the Ivy Leaguers, will they stop them dead in their tracks? Interesting. I mean, in looking at this, the Cornell Big Red and the Wildcats, you got a Thursday night matchup. And it's a late one, too. On the East, it's going at 9:57 p.m. It's tipping. I'm going to say I can't go against Kentucky. I mean, there's no way. I am picking Kentucky boys once again. I'm going to say Kentucky wins by a score of 73-68. And then in the Northern Iowa-Michigan State game, wow, I mean, isn't it tough to go against Northern Iowa? They've been fun to watch. I just can't go there. I'm gonna have to go with the Spartans going down. I say Northern Iowa rolls on, and the final score there is, let's see, 67-63. Northern Iowa winning. All right, so she has spoken. How about the rest of you? 800-259-5791. Matt's probably scrambling to pick up those phone lines. But, Matt, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, what do you think happens in the Northern Iowa-Michigan State game?
I think with Lucas being out, Michigan State's going to have a tough time with Northern Iowa. And we got our new favorite player in the NCAA is Farouk Manish. I think that's how we pronounce it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're going with, at least on ATN. And so I'm going to go with the UNI Panthers, 65-61, beating Michigan State.
All right.
Izzo is going to probably have a hemorrhaging headache afterwards.
He needs some 222s.
He's going to need some doo-doo-doos.
Doo-doo-doos. All right, Kentucky and Cornell.
I love the Ryan Whitman kid from Minnesota playing on Cornell. I like the Ivy Leaguers going down, making the upset happen, but I don't think it will happen. I think John Wall is going to be too much, and everyone in Kentucky, they love their cousins. So I'm going to go with 71-65 Kentucky.
71-65. All right, you're in the books. Boy, those are fighting words. Matt said everybody in Kentucky loves their cousin. What does he mean by that?
Come on now.
Hi. Hello. Do you think I don't know? I'm trying to protect you. A little CYA for you. 800-259-5791. We're doing some nailing of the score, and boy, I'd love to see someone do it. How many times have I said that on this show? How many times? A ton. Let's take our first victims, I mean winners. Let's start in Illinois. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's shaking?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. Kentucky, 63. Cornell, 59.
Got it.
Okay, Michigan, 58. Northern Iowa, 50.
Woo, so you like the Spartans to pull it out.
Yeah,
the Spartans
are
going to be tough. It's going to be a tough game. That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're the Michigan Big Ten, so they'll probably whip them bad.
All right, so Rick from Illinois, he likes Michigan State and Kentucky. Rick, we're going to slide over to John, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Thanks, Rick. Hey, John.
Hey, I'd like to pick Kentucky. I don't even care about that other game.
What do you think the score is going to be?
82-71. C-A-T-S. Cats, cats, cats. All the way.
Judd's favorite team. All right, thanks. You are locked and loaded. You don't have to pick. But by the way, he brings up a good point. You don't pick the other game. You don't have to. We just give you a chance, a better chance of winning. So that's cool. If you want to stick with one game, go for it. Charlie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with Kentucky 86-67 over Cornell. And I'd like to also go with Northern Iowa over Michigan State by the score of 67-59.
Ooh, 67-59. So you like that one. You like a couple of points to separate both of those. But the Kentucky, you say 86-67. Kentucky's going to really take it to them, huh?
Yes, Kate. And I'd also like to apologize to you for last week not giving your Bobcats the respect that they deserve.
Do you believe that they won that? Oh, my gosh. I was listening to it. I could not believe what was happening. And then they're on the cover of the USA Today and everywhere because that was such a cinder. They hadn't done that in 27 years.
Well, they sure showed that they could do it. They knocked a bunch of brackets out.
They sure did, including mine. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we move from Charlie to Jose in Kentucky. I love these Kentucky boys lighting up the phone lines. Hey, Jose.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. What do you think? Well, first of all, let's do Kentucky. What do you say the Wildcats do?
I'll say 65-62.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
We got that one. Do you want to you want to take a shot at the other one? Northern Iowa?
I'm going to go Iowa. With the same score.
65-62.
Yes.
Ooh, you made it easy, Jose. Thank you.
All right.
All right, thanks. Again, the way to get through, 800-259-5791, or you can send us your guesses. You don't have to pick both games, but at americatonight.net, like Dave in Vermont is famous for doing. So here's the scoop. You know the two games, right? So is it Northern Iowa or Michigan State, Kentucky or Cornell? It's as simple as that. You don't have to know anything about basketball and, you know, analysis, paralysis by over-analysis, and it doesn't matter. It's all about who wins, period, end of story. And, you know, the bracket busters, and there certainly was a few in the first round, and then heading into the second round of this whole thing, it's been an interesting tournament, to say the least. Not so predictable, but that's the fun of this. I think that's what hooks us all in watching this. I think other than some of the powerhouses, but you know, Kansas was that and they got knocked out. I mean, that's always the possibility. So that's why we get hooked in, honestly. We are hooked, right? And you know, I'll tell you who I was hooked on. West Virginia. Somebody was talking about West Virginia the other day and how West Virginia had a chance to just roll through. And I like West Virginia. And the problem is that they've got their starting point guard, Truck Bryant, who broke his right foot. Did you hear this story? Broke his right foot during practice. It just happened earlier in the day on Tuesday, and so he's going to miss the rest of the tournament. Oh, the Mountaineers taking on Washington in Syracuse in the East Regional Semifinals. What a blow this is. I mean, he is a stud, the sophomore from New York, and he's started 31 games. He averages 9 to 10 points. The bigger thing is he's also huge on the assists and three-pointers. You never know when he's going to drill it in. Oh, I feel bad for all those folks, all those Mountaineer fans. Mm-mm-mm. All right, coming up, we're going to take more guesses, 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score around the bend.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The devil, how apropos. You can do that here on Nail the Score. Two games, Northern Iowa and Michigan State, Kentucky and Cornell. You like those Ivy League boys to knock off your Wildcats. I'm thinking a lot of you don't want that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Rick in Kentucky, speaking of the Wildcats. Hey, Rick.
All right.
Good. What do you think, Rick? You think the Wildcats are going to just rise to the challenge and then some?
As usual, I believe they're going to do it. So we're going to say 79-67, the Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I believe they're going to take the Spartans on. So we'll go 69-67. It's going to be close.
69-67. Yeah, you like it. That's like me. I said 67-63. I think it's going to be close, too. That's going to be a big game. Yeah.
Yeah. Go Corn, boys.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. Thanks for calling.
Right.
We appreciate it. You have a safe drive wherever you're headed. Okay, let's slide to Illinois. Danny in the great state of Illinois. Hello.
Hello.
Who do you like? Kentucky?
Yeah.
And what's the score going to be?
I'm saying it's going to be 75-61.
75-61, we got you. All right, how about in the next game? Do you like Northern Iowa or do you like Michigan State?
I think Iowa will beat them, 69-63.
Danny, you are locked and loaded. Go chill, thanks. Oh, he had that tired sound in his voice. I have been there many times. You know, when you fall on the, you fall asleep on the couch and you're rewatching Groundhog Day for the 100th time because it was just, we were watching some other movie or something and it kept going, playing over and over again. Izzy in Missouri, it's your shot. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, after I give you my scores, I have to tell you a funny, though.
Okay.
By the way, did I hear my name mentioned in vain last night?
No, probably in a good sense. I think I said something positive, a shout-out to you.
Oh, one was about, I think the census and...
Yes.
The other was about the last week's game.
Yes.
I thought... Oh, did I win? Not.
No. You would know. We'd be ringing your phone off the hook. We'd be shouting your name all over the place. You'd be able to call up in a second. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take Iowa.
Okay.
I can't do Michigan. And I'm going to say 78-68.
All right. How about you like Kentucky?
Oh, I have to do Kentucky. I have to do Kentucky. And 79-65.
79-65. Izzy, you are locked and loaded. Good luck.
But I have to take... Oh, thank you. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm giving it.
That's all right. That's what you do. You're just... It's like playing bingo. Absolutely.
But I thought of you last week, and I cracked up laughing. I'm still laughing every time I see Biden's face when he blessed the Prime Minister of Ireland's mother.
Yeah.
And I thought, we had just gotten through talking about St. Paddy's Day, and I'm like, oh, my God, he did not do that. His mother is so alive. And I thought, there's Biden up there. And my favorite talk show host is Irish. And I thought, you've just managed to insult every Irish person in America. I immediately thought of you, and I thought, oh, no, he didn't do that.
Oh, that's funny. We have a funny Biden thing coming up in our next hour. Thanks, Izzy. I'm glad you mentioned that story.
Okay.
You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right, we move on to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Morning, Katie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you, buddy?
Well, I was close last week, but didn't get it.
No, close doesn't count, though, you know.
No.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be North Iowa, 69 to 55, and Kentucky, 65 to 58.
65 to 58. Hey, you're right in the money, probably. A lot of people think that's close to what's going to happen. Thanks, Clifford. Good luck. Let's move to Joe in Kentucky. What's happening, Joe?
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
Good. Are you all, like, crazy about the Wildcats?
I'm going to pick them anyway.
All right. So I like that. So what do you think's going to happen there?
Kentucky, 83.
Mm-hmm.
And Cordell, 67.
Ooh, a big blowout. Okay, so I don't disagree with that, though. I think it's going to be kind of an interesting... It's going to be interesting to see if Cornell's going to have any defense against some of those bigger boys. What about Northern Iowa, Michigan State?
Northern Iowa, 65-52.
65-52?
Yep.
Ooh, all right, Joe. Good luck to you. Have fun watching the games. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Dr. E, who has the smoothest ride in town. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate. I want to say congratulations to them Bobcats.
I know. That was a big win for them in the first round, but then they went down. They hit Tennessee, and they hit a wall.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping they'd beat Tennessee.
I was, too. Crazy.
I hear you got my team on there tonight.
I have your team. So what do you think's going to happen with your team?
Oh, see, I believe it's going to be another blowout. Let's see. Let's go 86-66.
86-66. What about Northern Iowa, Michigan State?
Northern Iowa, 62-57.
You are locked and loaded, Dr. E. Have fun driving down that highway.
All right, ma'am.
Take care. I forget what Dr. E said. He's got a car that has 20,000 miles on it, 20,000 million miles. Some crazy figure, and it's been running well for a long time. That's the car I dream of, because I hate putting money into cars. I know if you got some serious buck, and I don't get these people driving around in the Jags, because all I think of is you drive it off the lot, poof, depreciation, poof, out the window. Let's go to Debbie in Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. Good evening, darling.
How are you? You sound good.
I'm just got off work, and I'm taking your numbers again, and I like both teams you pick, so.
Okay, so you're stealing my numbers. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not real good with basketball yet, but I'm learning.
That's okay. It's all about just, it's just random. You don't know what's going to happen, so
yeah.
Good luck.
You're the queen of sports, as I call you, so I think you do better pick on this STEM basketball than I will.
All right, you got them. By the way,
good evening,
Matt,
darling.
You too. Matt's numbers are up for grabs, too. Northern Iowa, 65-61 he picked, and Kentucky, 71-65, because we're not eligible to win this. Let's head out to Howard in New York. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Okay. I don't know if I can... You're in sports now. I want to go back to the healthcare debate.
Sure.
I heard this on another program over the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
The Amish and the Christian Scientists are exempt. They will not have to pay any penalties.
You know what? I found that out, too, and I was flabbergasted by that because I thought it's anybody, you're taking anybody who's a U.S. citizen, so how is that exemption going to hold up?
That's what I'm saying. It's unconstitutional just on that ground alone.
I know.
And also, tonight, a little earlier on some other show, I heard some senator from Wyoming was on someone's show, and he said the aides to the Democrats, the ones who actually wrote this bill for them, they exempted themselves.
I haven't heard that, and I didn't see that anywhere, but
they said page, I think, 151 or 153, I'm not sure, you know, somewhere
okay,
in there.
Okay, 151 or 153, I'll check that out, because I have a whole copy of it, and I've go through it, so I'll check that out. Howard, thanks for throwing in that 2 cents. Boy, what a curveball healthcare reform. It's just, it's like I keep saying, there's no free lunches, it looks good, if it looked good on the surface, it's not good when you dig deep, and we know that. That's why there's probably going to be so much more that comes out of it. That's the thing. All right, we bounce back from the quick little interlude on healthcare to Ann in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. Healthcare, yeah. Well, let me go with the
Kentucky.
Let's see. Yeah, I think it's going to be Kentucky 68. To 64.
Okay, good.
And Iowa, 58, Michigan, 54.
58 to 54. My dear, you are locked and loaded. We could be anointing you with bragging rights and prizes if you nail the score. I hope you do. Good luck.
Thinking about this health care thing, that is so scary. Forcing people to do it. Too many states are fighting against it, and I think he'll back out. I can't even believe that the Demis went with it, knowing their fate.
You know what? I can't either. I think that's one of the more surprising things. Thank you. Thanks, Ann. I think one of the more surprising things about this, and I say this constantly throughout the show when we've talked about health care, is the fact that this is what I heard from some people on the Hill, the people that I go to, the sources that I have, and I heard it from two different people, but it's not a surprise. I don't think it's a big revelation or what you would think is a big secret. There is a strong arm politics happening at work, and the thing was, okay, you either jump on board with us or you don't get crap, however long, whether you get reelected or not. Don't come here asking for anything because you're not going to get it. We're gonna make sure you don't get any of the things that you want to get. Makes sense, though. Okay, we have X amount of votes we need. You pull, you know, you either jump on board or that's the end of you. But it's going to be the end of a lot of the Democrats, I think. People are fuming, and Democrats are fuming. Not just conservative Republicans. It's Democrats, it's undecideds, it's all kinds of people. 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score coming up.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Maxfit makes your hands go wow. Maxfit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses. It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit. Make your hands go.
Wow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Jump on, nail the score. So wherever you're listening to me, whether it's Missouri, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, any of our listeners, New York, jingle these digits, Connecticut, and get in on the action. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You don't have to know anything about hoop. Who cares? Bunch of college players. It's fun. I like it. But I like sports, so, but it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it. My picks were all over the map and wrong. So there's no special insight you have to have. You just have to have the ability to, throw out some numbers. That's it. That's how easy it is. Edna in Kansas, the queen of Nail the Score, joins us. Hey, Edna.
Yeah.
What do you like, Edna? Do you like Kentucky?
Oh, no.
Cornell?
Cornell, Michigan, I think.
All right, Cornell, and what do you think the score is going
to
be?
75-62.
75-62, and do you want that for Michigan State, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
hey.
The other one is 6453.
All right, 6453. Edna, you have a fabulous week. We have you down. You are duly noted.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Kentucky guys, Edna, Dame Edna, she picked Cornell, 75-62. Ooh, Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
How you doing tonight, Kate?
Good. Did you see Edna picked, she picked Cornell, 75-62. Do you think that's going to happen?
No, that ain't even close.
What do you think
happens? Kentucky is going. Kentucky is going, but they're going to lose to Syracuse.
78-69.
78-69.
All right.
Syracuse.
Okay. And so what do you think happens with Michigan State, Northern Iowa?
Oh, boy. That's a tough call, honestly. I'm just saying the final. That's who I think is going to be the final. But I don't know. Man, that's... Northern Iowa's really stunned everybody, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a one-time wonder. I think Michigan State will probably squeak that out. Like, I would guess 68-61, something like that.
68-61. All right. We have you written down. Your name's next to it. You're in the ledger, so who knows? You may nail the score, Jay.
All right.
You have a good one. 800-259-5791. I've been accused of saying the digits too fast, so I'm going to say it slow. 800-259-5791. If you're listening to me and you're thinking, why isn't she talking about the health care? Why isn't she talking about the TSA nominee saying that we're going to look at behavior patterns? Why isn't she talking about a plethora of things happening across the U.S.? Because we lighten the load, we have some fun, and we're trying to nail the score. And guess what? The NCAA tournament is happening right now across the country. Philip in Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What do you think? You think your Wildcats win this thing?
I think they'll win big. I think that score will probably be 95-62.
Uh-huh.
I think it'll be.
That's a blowout, and they have had blowouts, so I don't doubt that it could be a blowout. What about the other game, Northern Iowa and Michigan State?
I would say it's probably going to be Michigan State 71, Northern Iowa
71-68. All right, we got you locked. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great week. It's fun when you do this nail the score thing, too, because it's almost like having action on a game for those who gamble occasionally, you know what I mean? It gives you a reason to watch because you're thinking, oh, how exciting, I'm going to be the king of America tonight. I'm going to nail the score of the queen. And I'm going to have to get my props when I call in because it's such a rare thing. Seems like it'd be easy to do, but it's not. It's just not easy to do. I tell myself that in the few times that I go to the track and I think I really have analyzed the horses. 800-259-5791. Are we talking to Jay in Kentucky again? Is this the same Jay? Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
This is a different Jay.
Yeah, it's a different Jay.
I love it. Two Jays from Kentucky. All right, I'm assuming you're going to pick the Wildcats, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love it. I love your Wildcats, you know. It's my favorite team. I picked them to win the whole thing. What do you think the score's going to be?
I think it'd be Kentucky 90, Cornell 65.
Ooh, cool. You're thinking just like Philip. Okay, so the other game, Northern Iowa, Michigan State.
I think Northern Iowa's going to win that one. I think it'd be about 65-62.
Are you going to be watching these games?
Yes.
I know. It's so fun to watch, isn't it?
Oh, it's been a great tournament.
It has been wonderful this year because of some of the upsets and also the closeness of the games. So you've seen there have been blowouts, but you've also seen some really good basketball and been introduced to some kids that you might not really know. All right, thanks. Good luck to you, Jay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, we move back to Kentucky. Tom is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
What do you think? Who do you like the Wildcats?
Well, they're not my favorite team, but I'm going to take Kentucky 96-52.
Okay. 9652?
Yes.
Okay, and what about Northern Iowa, Michigan State?
I think Michigan State will pull that off, 68 to 56.
68 to 56. Tom, we have you down.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You know what? I'm picturing Matt in my head. It's funny, everybody calling in, and a lot of people are driving in Kentucky especially. I wonder if everybody's on the same road. That would be pretty wild. Like, Jay is 3 miles in front of Tom, and then the other Jay is 5 miles behind both of them, and then Philip is somewhere on a side road where he's exited from the same highway that those guys are on. I don't know. I mean,
just all honk at the same time, then they'll know.
Like a funeral procession, they're all there. I'm calling, nail the score, boom, 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 boom,
just
boom.
Honk your horn, flash your lights. That's all you know you're
That's
listening
right.
to ATN.
That's right. If all of you have called in, do that now, and maybe you'll find someone across the lane from you that's done the same thing. Hey, for everybody who called in, thanks. It's terrific. I hope someone does nail the score, because we do... All joking aside, we do have some great prizes, and where in America can you get anything for free anymore? I mean, what is even a, like, I went to get one of those, do you guys know what I'm talking about, that peppermint thing? Oh, what's it called? A York peppermint? The big York peppermints, and you used to get them, they're always at the grocery store, at the counters or whatever. And I was looking at it the other day, and it was, I'm not kidding you, and this must be inflation or something. The giant York peppermints, it was, $5 for two. Does that seem like a lot of money? $5 for two of those peppermint things? I don't know. I've seemed like a lot of money to me. So anyway, this is totally free. No strings attached. You get bragging rights, and it gives you some action on the games, because it gives you even more reason to watch. Not that the people in Kentucky don't have reason to watch.
Well, I just had some insider information dealt to me.
Oh, yeah, what was the inside information?
That the majority of our Kentucky fans are all Toyota employees on their way home from work.
Yeah, Georgetown, yes.
Yes.
So how cool is that? Do you think that they're conspiring and they lay out their scores ahead of time?
They talk the next day about what we talk about on the air, so.
That's great. I love it.
Water cooler buzz in Toyota Town.
I love it. That's got to be a cool place to work, because the people that call in from there are very interesting.
Well, I'm sure they had a hand in my 96 Toyota Camry, which is still running fine after 220,000 miles.
I'm all about all those miles. Yeah, good stuff, absolutely. All right, thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. We'll see if any of you do. You are all in the books. Plus, some of you who hit me up on the web, I didn't even announce any of those, but I got a whole bunch of those. Don't worry. We got you. You're in. We'll see if we have a winner.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's bogus. And it's all too familiar.
What, are you kidding me?